himself to you, and you saw the need of a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Me, you, everyone. And you saw the need of us. Now, that is not an accident. God never reveals to us our needs accidentally. You heard the gospel preached. You heard someone reading from Scripture. You had the testimony of a witness. Somebody spoke to you spiritual things. I know I wasn't saved until I was 33. And I can look back and see a number of instances in my life before I was saved where I heard the gospel. I heard God speaking to me and I rejected him. Now, I don't know what it's like in your... I love to hear people's testimony. But in your testimony, God spoke to you and you either rejected him or you accepted him. If you accepted him, that's fine. Then there's a plan for you. God doesn't do anything by accident. You were not chosen to be a Christian by accident. You were chosen on purpose before the foundation of the world. I love that. It's personal, isn't it? It's personal. God chose you, and he had a plan for you, and we have to decide whether or not we're going to accept that plan, and we're going to do it, or we're going to reject it. Now, the problem that we have is that if we reject it, there are consequences. The global call is for God wants people to come to him. He would have the whole world saved if people would come. But that is not what the world in the majority does. The majority of the world rejects Christ. And so we have an issue. Not going to get rest if we reject Christ. So let me plead with you this morning. If you have never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, God wants you to be saved. If you're hearing this, whether here or elsewhere, God wants you to be saved. You can accept that and look for what you need to do, which is repent and turn to Christ, or you can reject that. And you may get more opportunities and you may not. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit doesn't always strive forever with people. But nevertheless, if we do reject, as Jonah did, there are consequences to that rejection. And the laws of sowing and reaping are throughout Scripture. And so we need to understand that whatever a man sows, so shall he reap. And so we need to recognize that if we run away from the truth, there are going to be consequences. And they caught up with Jonah. And it's interesting, isn't it? He knew when the storm came, it was a supernatural storm, supernaturally created. I have the impression, reading Scripture, that it happened like that, because it stopped like that. And so when the sailors got down on their knees immediately and they prayed, and Jonah was asleep. So he wasn't reacting to what was going on. However, he recognized that this was a reaping of rejection. And the whole boat was going to suffer the consequences for Jonah's rejection of God Almighty. And he knew. And so he knew that there had to be a repercussion. And I was thinking about this. What a terrible situation to be in, to know that you're going to die. Now, I don't care how great a swimmer Jonah was, he wasn't going to last. Thrown into a tempest, he was going to drown. He was going to die. And so he recognized that was what he had reaped because he had rejected Christ, rejected God, rejected what God wanted him to do. But God hadn't finished with him. We're glad about that because God hasn't finished with us until it's all over. So we always have opportunities to do what God wants us to do when we recognize what he wants us to do. I'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. And so here comes repentance. And I don't know about you, but if I had to spend 3 days and 3 nights in a horrible, wet, dark place, knowing that I wasn't going to die, I'd have time to reflect on my life. And Jonah did. And, you know, when there's genuine repentance in a life, it's lovely to see. I've had the opportunity to witness to people, and one of the things that will never leave me is I was talking to someone one time, and they wanted to be saved, but they recognized that their whole life had to change, and it was a struggle for them. It really was, because their whole life they had hated God. The man was an atheist, and he'd hated God all his life, and now, on his deathbed, he recognized that all of what he'd believed all his life wasn't going to help him. So he came to know Christ. He repented of his sin and asked Christ to come into his heart, and he was saved. And you go, that's a wonderful thing, but we shouldn't leave it until we're on our deathbed to come to know Jesus Christ. God had a plan for that man, and he rejected God all his life, but finally, at the end. And I couldn't help but think about Jonah and the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross, he was there and he recognized he deserved to be there. And here's Jonah in the whale, and he deserved to be there. And Jonah and the thief on the cross repented. And what happened? Well, God always listens to the genuine repentance. And so with that comes a change. If you never changed when you became a Christian, you got to look at whether you truly repented. Because God has a plan for every individual who turns to Him. And so we have a responsibility to listen. What does God want me to do? Well, Jonah didn't have to think very hard, did he? He already had the plan. So God said, listen, plan hasn't changed, Jonah. I still want you to go to Nineveh. I still want you to go and preach and tell them that judgment is coming. You need to go and do it. And he went. And we see the result. And he was one day walking through the city and preaching and telling them, judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Sounds like us preaching the gospel, doesn't it? Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. You know, beware. We have no promise of tomorrow. And I love the fact that, you know, God doesn't care where you are right now. What He wants you to do is to change so that you're not where you are right now. You are now with Him, one of His children. And He has a plan for you. And we might not know what that plan is, but we then get involved with asking and seeking and knocking, because that's what the Bible tells you to do. What does God want for me? And He has a plan for all of us. And you never know quite what it is. But He does. And there was, with repentance comes forgiveness. And with repentance comes new life. And with repentance, we get to look and see what God wants us to do with our life. Because heaven is secure. I met a man one time, and he was constantly losing his salvation. I questioned him. I said, I don't understand. Oh, he said, you know, I wake up in the morning, and then I think a bad thought, and I'm lost. So I have to confess my sin, and God then, you know, forgives me, and I'm right with God again. And then, you know, something happens at work, and I say a bad thing, or I get upset, and I've lost my salvation. And I said, well, sorry, I don't know what Bible you're reading, but it's not the same Bible that I read. Because we are secure in Christ. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling. He doesn't give us salvation and take it away. And so we have to understand that we are in Christ. We are new creatures. And God has a plan for His creature. He has a plan for you, and He has a plan for me, and He had a plan for Nineveh. Sowing, reaping. He said, you repent, And you won't be judged. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? That they repented and they were saved. And God didn't judge because he's a righteous judge. And so we have to understand some principles from what's gone on here in Jonah's life. God called him to do something and he failed to do it and he suffered the consequences. There's a lesson there, isn't there? If God's speaking to you to do something, you need to do it and not suffer the consequences of not doing it. And there could be many things. You know, we get involved in Christian work and we never quite know what's going to happen. When Jackie and I came to Bluff, we had retired for the second time. First time we retired, that wasn't really retirement. We ended up co-pastoring, we ended up with a Bible club, we ended up with all kinds of stuff going on in our lives. So we retired again to Bluff, and I had no idea what God was going to do for us. I've had opportunity to write, which I've never had before. Had opportunity to preach here a few times, which I've never had before. An opportunity to witness to different people and to talk to people and find a whole new family of friends. And that's a wonderful thing. And you know what? They're an encouragement to me. And I hope I'm an encouragement to them. And maybe that's what God wants you to do, be an encouragement. Maybe he wants you to be a witness. Maybe he wants you to teach Sunday school. I know when my pastor told me, I hadn't been saved 5 minutes, and he said, I want you to teach the young people. And I tell you what, talk about panic. You've never seen panic. I went, I know nothing. And he said, well, you have a week to study. I said, yeah, but what happens when they ask me a hard question? He said, that's easy. He said, you go, that's a very good question. I'll have to get back to you on that. We haven't got time this week. And if they still remember the question next week, I'll be very surprised. And that's, we learn and we grow and we understand. Why? Because we are putting effort into what God wants us to put effort into. And we need to do it believing. And we need to understand that we have to have the right attitude to what God wants us to do. Is he talking to you? Through the message, is he talking to you? Through your Bible reading? Is he talking to you through witness, through family? Is he talking to you? And is he putting something on your heart and in your mind? And are you responding or are you rejecting? You know, attitudes are a problem sometimes in that we go, well, that's not really, I'm not comfortable about. Can God allow you to do anything? Anything. Is anything too hard for God? You know, we have to understand that you've got to have the right attitude. Jonah didn't like what God was doing. What Jonah wanted was, he wanted destruction. These wicked, wicked people, I want to see him gone. I want to see the power of God coming. I'm a prophet, a doomsaying prophet. I want God to judge these people. And when God didn't, because they rejected their sin and they wanted God to bless them, and God blessed them. And Jonah went, well, that's not right. Wasn't happy. His attitude was wrong. And we have to understand that's, we have to think carefully about what our attitude is about different things. And we're very, I don't know about you, I have a problem with being critical sometimes. You know, I look at the way things are done and I'm, But what we should be doing is to going, am I helping or am I part of the problem? Thessalonians, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. Are you doing those things? In everything give thanks. Am I doing that? This is the will of God, it's Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. You know, if God's talking to you, don't turn it off. Listen and pray and try and understand what God wants you to do. How does he want you to serve? How did he want Jonah to serve? Willingly, not of necessity. But Jonah was doing it of necessity. He was a prophet of God. He didn't have any choice. I've got to do these things. I'll run away. That didn't work. Okay, I'll go and do it. I'm not happy with the outcome. Now, his attitude was all wrong. And so we have to determine, what does God want us to do? How does he want us to serve? Am I pushing that away when I should be accepting it? Should I be doing the things that God's put in my mind to do, or should I be rejecting it? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Isn't that lovely? That's a lovely picture. That's a lovely picture. And it's reasonable. God does not ask us to do anything that is not reasonable. Was it reasonable to ask Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel? Yeah, he's a prophet. That's what he's supposed to do. And when he turned away, God brought him to his senses. But it didn't change his attitude. And that's really an ongoing problem, I think, for all of us. We have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and then worry about all the other things later. You know, he didn't seek the kingdom of God. What he sought was, I'm the prophet, I'll judge them, and this is what they need to do. And then God took over and said, no. True repentance, if people are really sorry for what they've done, we can turn things around. And so we have to remember that. God wants our reasonable service. He wants to do with us what is reasonable. And he can make that happen in your life and in my life if we are prepared to present ourselves as living sacrifices. And that's a wonderful thought. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, help us, Father, not to resist what you are trying to do in our lives. Help us, Father, to understand the messages that we receive through the word and through, Father, your scriptures and through witness and through testimony. Help us, Father, to understand. And then, Father, apply to our lives those things that are needful, that we might grow in grace and grow in understanding, that, Lord, we might be more like Christ. And, Lord, if we are not saved here today, if we are without Christ, let today be the day of salvation, we pray. We just ask that you would touch hearts and touch minds, that we might be one with Christ. For we ask in his holy and precious name. Amen.